Garbage. Taking out the garbage on Shabbos, including all of its detailed laws that may be relevant. So the taking out of garbage on Shabbos can touch upon a variety of different issues and Shabbos prohibitions, such as muktzah, the eichel prohibition, the carrying prohibition, and the tying prohibition, with the main issue being the issue of muktzah. So let us begin. A typical non-empty garbage contains muktzah items, such as broken muktzah vessels, dirt, filth, diapers, bones, shells, pits, dirty disposable cutlery and plates, and the like. Consequently, a typical garbage is defined as muktzah. Accordingly, it is forbidden to move a muktzah garbage can or garbage bag on Shabbos in the regular way unless one uses a shinoi, as is the general law of muktzah. Nonetheless, a clean garbage can that did not have anything muktzah in it during Bein HaShemashos of Friday night, as well as a new garbage bag, is not muktzah. Likewise, a garbage can or bag that does not contain any muktzah items in it on Shabbos is not defined as muktzah, even if it contains other garbage inside, so long as it did not have anything muktzah in it during Bein HaShemashos of Friday night. However, a garbage can or bag which contained muktzah items in it during Bein HaShemashos of Friday night, which is when Shabbos entered, is considered a bussis and is therefore muktzah throughout the entire Shabbos, even if it is now clean. Based on this, you may be wondering, well, if so, how can you ever throw out the garbage on Shabbos? Because in most cases, there are muktzah items inside. So this is allowed to be done in specific circumstances based on the law of graf shel re'i. In a situation that a muktzah item is considered repulsive and of a nuisance to the residents of a home, then the sages allowed one to remove it because of the greatness of the respective humanity. And therefore, in a situation that the garbage bag or bin is considered repulsive, it is permitted to move it, even though it's muktzah, if it's in order to get the repulsive item out of the way and so you can sit in a more serene manner. So let's give a few case examples. If there is a garbage bag or garbage bin in my way, can I move it out of the way? So being that you're not trying to get rid of it and just trying to move it to a different area, and not because it's a nuisance to you due to the smell or anything, but simply because it's in my walkway, therefore it has all the laws of muktzah applicable to it and you cannot move it in the regular way. And rather you should move it using irregularities such as moving it with your feet. Regarding bringing the garbage bin close to the table in order to discard the leftovers. So if the garbage bin is defined as muktzah as we explained before, then you're not allowed to move the garbage with your hands to the table because this movement is not considered the movement of a graf shel re'i. And rather you were to move it with your feet. If, however, the garbage is not defined as muktzah, being that it did not have anything muktzah in it during Bein HaShemashos of Shabbos, and right now doesn't have anything muktzah in it, then you may move it. And regarding removing the house garbage to the outside. So if the garbage bin is full, and there's no other designated area nearby for garbage to be placed, or it too is full, then it is permitted to remove the garbage, even if it contains muktzah items in it, and even if it's defined as a bussis of muktzah, in order to free up the garbage bin for more garbage to be placed in it. This is the classical case of a graf shel re'i, as having piles upon piles of garbages and new garbages in your kitchen or dining room is repulsive for most people. Nonetheless, when taking out the garbage from the bin, one is to immediately take it to its destination and not put it down in the interim and then pick it up again in order to diminish in the amount of times that you're moving the muktzah. Now, in an area that contains an eruv, you can actually take it outside and throw it out. However, in an area without an eruv, you may only remove it into an area of your home or yard due to the prohibition of carrying. Now, all the above applies if the garbage is already full, because then your only other choice is to set up another garbage area, which would be repulsive. However, if the garbage is not yet full, and for whatever reason you want to throw it out, then unless there is an actual foul odor that's disturbing those present, you're not allowed to throw it out, because it hasn't yet become the status of a graf shel re'i more than a normal weekday, in which we generally wait for the garbage to be full before throwing it out. Likewise, even if the garbage is full or has a bad odor, if it's in an area where people in the house don't step in, such as you have a special garbage room, or a room in the house with a full garbage which no one is going into during Shabbos, then there's no heter to throw it out based on graf shel re'i, being that there are no people who are sticking around there for it to be repulsive in their eyes to create the basis of its getting rid of. In the event that one has two house garbage bins, one next to the other, then one may not throw out the garbage until both garbage bins are full, unless one of them is releasing a bad odor and bothering those present. In all cases, one should only take out the garbage bag and throw it out and not take out the bag together with the bin, as putting the bin, bringing the bin back into the home or back to the spot where it's supposed to be is limited and regulated, being that it's muktzah and only allowed in specific circumstances, and therefore it's best not to get into the situation to begin with, and rather simply take out the bag and throw out the bag and leave the bin where it is. Regarding if you're allowed to press down the garbage using your hands or feet, so using your hands is only allowed if there's nothing muktzah inside. However, using your feet to do so is permitted even if there's muktzah inside, as you're allowed to move muktzah with your feet. Regarding opening the lid of the garbage using one's hand, there is no issue with doing so in order to discard items into it, and likewise you may close it to prevent a foul odor from escaping. It's likewise permitted for you to use your foot to step on the latch that opens the lid of the garbage bin. Regarding replacing the lid of the garbage bin if it fell off, so there is no halachic issue of doing so, neither of Ahil or Tikkun Kli, so long as it's meant to come off easily and is not entered into any hinges and the like. Regarding those who have a garbage cabinet, which is basically a cabinet that opens up with the garbage attached to it. So being as we already explained, then one is not allowed or not supposed to move muktzah even for the sake of throwing garbage into it, and that's why we said you should not move with your hands the garbage to the table, but rather use your feet or bring the garbage to the garbage bin. Therefore, opening the garbage cabinet, throw something out, enters into this dilemma, as you're moving the garbage can for the sake of throwing something into, which is not really allowed, even on the basis of Graf Shel Re'i. So there's a few ways to escape this issue. Number one is to make sure that by Bein HaShmashes, there's nothing muktzah inside, so that it will not become a basis for muktzah, and therefore not become muktzah at all. Another option is to open it using your elbow or foot and not using your actual hands. Another option is for Shabbos not to use it at all and simply use a trash bin or garbage bag in a different area. Nonetheless, those who are lenient in all cases have upon whom to rely, being that there are opinions who indeed hold that it is permitted to move muktzah for the sake of throwing garbage into it to get rid of a Graf Shel Re'i. If the garbage is sitting inside the cabinet and not actually attached to the door of the cabinet, then there's never an issue with opening up the door. Regarding tying the garbage bag, so it's forbidden to make a double knot on the garbage bag due to the tying prohibition. Regarding if one's allowed to make a knot and then a bow on top, so this is a dispute amongst the Paiskim, being that it is not necessarily considered a temporary knot, being that it's going to be thrown in the garbage and not be undone that day. And therefore, to avoid the controversy, the best thing is to only make a single knot and not a bow and throw it out like that. So all in all, to summarize the point, moving a garbage on Shabbos touches upon the prohibition of muktzah, is allowed in certain circumstances, is not allowed in other circumstances. And the main factor is it depends on whether or not there is a justification of respect of humanity, of necessity for the people present, in order for the garbage to be moved, versus a matter just of convenience.
Thank you for listening to ShulchanAruchHarav.com. Our free services of making Torah knowledge available to the public depends on donors like you. Please help us continue our work through making even a small contribution at ShulchanAruchHarav.com under the Daily Halacha Dedication section or in the subscription page. Also, check out our online courses and many Sepharim available for purchase that will both enhance your Torah knowledge and help support our work.